This is the last verse from the 7th canto, chapter 10. Prahallad, the best among exalted devotees. Now, Narad Muni concludes the pastime and is blessing everyone. Etadyaadi purushasya mrigendra leelam daitendra yutapavadham prayatna pateta daitatmajasya chasutam paravarasya punyam shutvanubhavam akto bhayam eti lokam. Prahlad Maharaj was best among exalted devotees. Anyone who with great attention hears this narration concerning the activities of Prahlad Maharaj, the killing of Hiranyakashipu and the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narasingadev, surely reaches the spiritual world where there is no anxiety. There is no need for purport. Therefore, Prabhupada has not given a purport. Very clear. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Hare Krishna. We heard from both Gaurang Prabhu and Rohini Priya Prabhu the glorious teachings of Prahlad Maharaj and the pastimes of Lord Narasingadev. And we see that Prahlad and Hiranyakashipu, the relation is their father and son. But their character is exactly opposite. Hiranyakashipu, very calculatively cruel, and Prahlad Maharaj, very uncalculatively innocent. And Prahlad Maharaj had the ability to see Krishna everywhere, in everything, in all situations. And Hiranyakashipu was stubborn not to see Krishna when Krishna came as Narasingadev also. So we see this contradictory behavior. Like one devotee mentioned, Prabhupada also write in the first canto purport. This was like a short circuit. Electrical short circuit. And because of this short circuit of nasti, that Krishna does not exist, or either I don't care his existence, and Prahlad Maharaj, I care for his existence. So this conflict between Prahlad and Hiranyakashipu created a short circuit. And that short circuit created fire, and that was Lord Narasingadev. And gave a big shock to Hiranyakashipu. So therefore, this whole pastime in the 7th canto, as once Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur mentioned, is the beginning of entrance into pure devotional service. From very beginning. Not experiential learning. Sometime like Chitraketu Maharaj, you know, he desired some material benefits from the Lord, and he got the material benefit, and as the material world is created in such a way that very benefit which he was enjoying was taken away from him, which was predicted before. Always conditions are applied when you get some benediction in this material world, but we don't see those conditions because they are written in small letters. And we are so absorbed with that benediction, we want to consciously forget the applied condition. Harsha Shoka. He will give you pleasure, but he will cause distress also. And when his son died, rather than accepting, oh, this was already predicted, both his wife and Chitraketu Maharaj, they curse destiny. They curse God. They almost act as if they are atheistic. We don't see that anywhere in Prahlad Maharaj's life. Nowhere. At all stages, at all situations, he increases his conviction in seeing Krishna. More difficult situation, He has greater vision of Krishna. That's his spectacle. Whenever there is more difficult, ability to see Krishna increases. So here we see how Lord Narasimha, when he appeared, Narad Muni, so brilliant. Bhagavatam is 7th canto, Prahlad Maharaj's teaching and Prabhupada's purport. A very, very nectar giving. Today we are fasting. But simply reading these purports, understanding the concept given by Prahlad Maharaj and Prabhupada's purport is really nectar giving. It does not remind us of our thirst. Now, Lord Narasimhadev is about to appear. Prahlad Maharaj already told. Hiranyakashipu asked him, "Where do you get your strength from?" And Prahlad Maharaj coolly, one has to understand, when we preach Krishna consciousness, especially to our relatives or our friends, there is an element of, you know, hurting or, you know, making them their fools. "You are such a big fool." We sometimes say also, "Tu to itna bada murkh hai." There is an element of that mentality. I know better and you don't know anything. But here Prahlad Maharaj had such an innocency. At no point of time he ever wanted to, you know, hurt his father. Never. It was only from Hiranyakashipu's point of view. Srila Prabhupada explains, when actually Prahlad came, first time sat on the lap of Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyakashipu asked him this question, "What did you learn?" So Prabhupada writes very brilliantly. He says that Hiranyakashipu thought, "I should not ask any specific question to Prahlad. He's a small boy. If I ask anything specific to him, he might get confused. It's a discouragement. Parents should learn from Prahlad Maharaj, Hiranyakashipu also. How to, you know, inquire from their son. No specific question asked. Very general question." So what was his expectation? Prabhupada writes, he was expecting not very significant answer, not very practical answer. So very consciously asked this question, and Prahlad Maharaj innocently. What an answer he gave. Can you imagine? Prahlad Maharaj is there directly speaking all these verses. What a good fortune of Hiranyakashipu. Na sadhu mane suravarya dehina. If you tell the IYS VTA boys, immediately they will all join the Brahmacharya Ashram. Prahlad Maharaj speaking. But that irritated Hiranyakashipu. He said, "Wow, I can understand intelligence spoiled by my enemy." That was his reaction. And next time when Prahlad Maharaj came, just see what good fortune of Hiranyakashipu. Again, very innocently, Prahlad Maharaj said, "Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam." Just imagine Prahlad saying those words to Hiranyakashipu. Direct. It was direct coming from Prahlad Maharaj. But he pushed him down. He pushed him down. Any devotee will give Vaikuntha, will give any will to hear those verses from Prahlad Maharaj. All great devotees would like to, Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is explained, he heard this part of the Srimad Bhagavatam no less than 100 times. Prahlad's story, he heard no less than 100 times. And Hiranyakashipu could not stand even one verse. He couldn't stand even one verse. So therefore, here Narad Muni is narrating, and Hiranyakashipu asks, it's a climax now, that they are arguing with each other. Basically, Hiranyakashipu is thinking that Prahlad is arguing, but Prahlad maintained his cool all the time. Like our Bankim Rai Prabhu is testing the, you know, temperature, going up and down, withholding the payment for the company. But Prahlad Maharaj's temperature never went high, never came down. The best air conditioner system he had. Nobody can manufacture. In no condition, he remained the same. You can imagine, father is standing with all kinds of weapons, about to pounce upon his son, and asking this question, "Today I'm going to destroy you, kill you." And he said, "Where do you get your strength from?" I don't want to crack the joke which Shikshastakamurvu cracked. So Prahlad Maharaj said, "My dear father, from the same source where you get from." Same source. Very simply answered to Hiranyakashipu. And then Hiranyakashipu looked around and he saw this pillar. And he asked, "Your Lord is here in this pillar?" And again, Prahlad Maharaj, without any hesitation, without having that doubt, he didn't say, "Maybe if I say he's there, if he's not there, then again, you know, my logic is failed. How can I prove? Does God exist? My lecture is not working." Prahlad, without even thinking, you know, this is a very peculiar system in the Bhagavatam about the great devotees. Their mind, their heart, their consciousness, there is no contradiction. Everything is one in regards to their feeling. Like in the Mahabharata, Yudhishthira Maharaj, when Draupadi came as the prize of Arjuna's power, Kunti said everyone distribute equally. Afterwards she realized it's not some bhiksha, it is a woman. And she started regretting, "What did I say? I should have not said like this." And Yudhishthira Maharaj said, "Arjuna, you marry her." Arjuna said, "No. When you are there, how can I? I'm the youngest. I'm the younger one." And Bhima said, "I already have one. You told me to marry. Hidamba is there." So then Yudhishthira Maharaj looked to everybody, all his brothers, and he suddenly said, "All of us will marry." And what is the evidence? He said, "This has come in my mind. And since it has come in my mind, it cannot be a dharma." Can anyone say like that? Yudhishthira Maharaj said, "Because it has come in my mind, it cannot be a dharma. Anything comes in my mind cannot be a dharma. Therefore, all of us will marry." And outside, Drishtadyumna was watching. Because his father said, "Go and see whom our daughter has gone with. You know, we don't know whom she has gone with. We don't know how they will take care." That anxiety was there. Their identity was not revealed. So he sends. And when Drishtadyumna hears this, that his sister is getting married with 5 husbands, he almost collapses there. And then he calls his father also. And Vyasdeva comes and confirms, whatever Yudhishthira Maharaj thought, don't worry. Absolutely there is no sin. That is a peculiar character in the Srimad Bhagavatam of great devotees. So Prahlad Maharaj, he didn't logically answer. He experientially answered that Krishna is there in this pillar. And Prabhupada says, Krishna was there in this pillar and he was encouraging Prahlad. "Prahlad, I am here, don't worry. I am here. You give this answer to Hiranyakashipu." Because of Prahlad's conviction, Krishna already was seen by Prahlad in that pillar. So when Hiranyakashipu heard that Krishna is there in that pillar, we are going to see the drama. Our devotees will perform the same Hiranyakashipu, the same Narasingh Dev. But we have to keep changing Prahlad Maharaj. Because the first Prahlad Maharaj, they are almost in the marriageable age now. So only Prahlad changes. But Hiranyakashipu and Narasingh Dev are the same. And Shanda is same, but Amarka has changed. Because Amarka is traveling in the Western world, preaching. Preaching Krishna consciousness. So then when Prahlad said, "Yes, my Lord is there in this pillar." Now here Narad Muni becomes very excited. Narad Muni becomes very excited and suddenly changes the topic. Lord is appearing and suddenly changes the topic. He says, "Satyam vidhatum nijabhritya bhashitam." He said, "My dear Yudhishthira Maharaj, just to make the words of his devotee come true, Lord Narasingh Dev, Lord, he appeared from that pillar after being struck by Hiranyakashipu's mace or sword, whatever it is. Lord appeared and suddenly Narad Muni, he continues to narrate Lord's appearance, but he says something else. "Satyam vidhatu," just to make the words of his pure devotee come true. Now, who is this pure devotee? From Narad Muni's point of view, this pure devotee is Prahlad. Prahlad said, "Here is the pillar and Krishna is there." Again, another very interesting character in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Now, Lord Narasingh Dev came, according to Prahlad, not because of him. According to Prahlad, Lord Narasimhadev came because of Narad Muni. He will speak that in the consequent verses. He says, just because my spiritual master Narad Muni, he said, I will be protected, I will become a great devotee. Just to make his words come true, Lord Narasimhadev appeared. Just imagine, you know, when you make some statement and that comes true, immediately, I said that. I had already predicted. I knew. There's a natural tendency to take all the credit. And especially when it is exciting moment, even if you consciously want to act humbly, you cannot, because it spills out from your mouth, from your heart. I did it. But here, Narad Muni, in an exciting situation also, very interesting. He's excited, but has the guts, has the humility to give all the credits to Prahlad. And in turn, Prahlad says, he didn't come for me. We discussed this last Sunday. Prahlad told it to Lord Narasimhadev, you didn't come for my sake. You came for the sake of four Kumaras. You came for the sake of Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu is responsible for your appearance like this. Unusual form. Never seen before. Why? Because the benediction what Hiranyakashipu asked, he was indirectly saying, Krishna, I want to see in a very unique form. Vishnu Loka, I see you in 400 form all the time. Don't come like this. All the time I have seen, come in a very different form, just like your hero, which we don't have. Hopefully we don't have in the film industry. All our heroes are in Krishna Lila only. But if there is an actor, okay, we have our drama team, our heroes, Dwarkadish Prabhu, Ram Charan Prabhu, all these heroes. You expect them to come in a unique form which we have not seen. And when they come, it's very exciting. So Hiranyakashipu, according to Prahlad, you know, he's asking Lord Narsing to come in a very unique form. Therefore, he's asking kind of a benediction. Not in a daytime, not in a nighttime, not in the sky, not in the earth, not inside, not outside. Na Murugam, na Pakshi. What Hiranyakashipu was asking, that you come in a very unique form. So Prahlad Maharaj said, you didn't come for my sake. You came to fulfill the words of your previous devotee, who is Jai Vijay. And you didn't come to fulfill my desire. You came to fulfill the desires of Brahmaji. Because Brahmaji benedicted, Tatastu, all your desires will be fulfilled. So to keep the words of Brahmaji, you came down. And my dear Lord, you came down just to fulfill the words of your pure devotee, Narad Muni, not for my sake. Now, which history you'll believe now? So if you read Bhagavatam from the historical perspective, all historians will be bewildered. Because it should not be seen from a historical perspective. For whose sake Lord Narasimhadev came? Nobody will raise their hands. My sake. Like devotees tell that story. When Prabhupada, in that tape, when you hear the Hare Krishna mantra, Prabhupada said, sits properly. And Radhanand Maharaj is saying that he has met at least 7 devotees saying that Prabhupada indicated that to me. Prabhupada told me, actually sit straight. So it is natural to say that, you know, he came for my sake. But nobody is claiming for whose sake Lord Narasimhadev came. You figure out. That is the responsibility of the audience or the listener of Srimad Bhagavatam. For whose sake Lord Krishna came, Lord Narasimhadev came. And that's what Prahlad Maharaj is presenting. So here Narad Muni is so excited and he narrates, Krishna came, Lord Narasimhadev came just to fulfill the words of his devotee Prahlad Maharaj. Then he continues. Then he describes what Hiranyakashipu saw. Just see how Narad Muni is actually entering into the heart of Hiranyakashipu and describing what Hiranyakashipu is seeing. He is not narrating what he is seeing. He is just coming out of the whole picture. Narad Muni is coming out and he is allowing Prahlad Maharaj to dominate the scene and is allowing the expression of Hiranyakashipu when he saw Lord Narasimhadev. Very interesting. And Hiranyakashipu Singh, Mimamsa Manasya Sammutita Gruto Narasimha Rupam Tadalam Bhayanakam Prapapta Chamikara Chandalochanam Spurat Shatakeshara Jimritananam Karavala Dramstam this description, what is given in the Bhagavatam, very fierce, very powerful one, of Lord Narasingha's appearance. And when Lord Narasingha came like that, and Hiranyakashipu saw, he said, I have never seen this. Krishna fulfilled his desire. Never seen before. Never such form was seen. Spiritual world is the place of unlimited variety. And Jaya Vijayadhar eternally living in spiritual world. And consciously this world is coming. We have never seen such form. So Krishna fulfilled their desires. I am showing something which I have never seen. And because they are acting as demons. And then he starts fighting with Lord Narasingha. And Prabhupada explains, he was like a small insect compared to Lord Narasingha's form. And how Lord Narasingha so artistically puts Hiranyakashipu on his lap and is about to pierce. Of course, he appeared in the noontime, but because the fight went till dusk, therefore we fast till, you know, dusk. Huh? Because the fight is going on between Hiranyakashipu and Prahlad. Hiranyakashipu and Lord Narasingha. But killing took place during the dusk because that was the promise, that was the benediction desired by Hiranyakashipu. So, meanwhile, Lord Narasingha was playing with Hiranyakashipu. And when he was playing, it is explained by different acharyas very interestingly. One, the demigods are watching and they are glorifying the pillar. He is saying, what an amazing sight. We have heard Lord appearing from different mother's womb. Devaki and then Diti. But here, just see what a good fortune of this pillar. Pillar Mata. Huh? She has become mother now to Lord Narasingha. Lord Narasingha is appearing from this pillar so forcefully that Lord is appearing. So they are glorifying the pillar. That you are such a good fortune of being mother of Krishna. And Hiranyakashipu is watching. When he saw that somebody is coming out of the pillar, Lord Narasingha is coming out of the pillar. He is saying, okay, all this blacksmith, when they are building this pillar, just to, you know, this was their kutantra or this was the conspiracy. There are always conspiracies to kill big, big leaders. By some means. So he was thinking this was a conspiracy made by my enemies. And they appointed these workers. And when they were making this pillar, they hid Narasingha in this pillar. Let me kill Narasingha first. Then I will take care of these people who did conspiracy against me. There also is thinking about killing others only. And then it is also explained the demigods, they are watching. Sometime they were scared to come out completely to take the, you know, great exciting match between Hiranyakashipu and Lord Narasingha. They didn't have the same faith as Prahlad had. The demigods were thinking, what if Lord Narasingha does not kill Hiranyakashipu? If something goes wrong to Lord Narasingha, they better hide and watch. Because if Hiranyakashipu comes to know, he will see who has seen. Indra. Okay, I'll come afterwards. Chandra, Brahma. So they were hiding and watching. They didn't come out exactly openly. We will have a greater fortune watching drama without the fear of the Hiranyakashipu hurting us. But the demigods were scared. They would not come out openly. Only Prahlad had the perfect vision. He was watching directly the fun between Hiranyakashipu and Lord Narasingha. So Hiranyakashipu was looking, who is watching this game? And meanwhile, it is explained when Lord Narasingha appeared, he was so angry. Now Lord Narasingha is angry here. Now different acharyas explained differently. When Lord came out, Ugra Narasingha, one who is coming out of the pillar, you know, heard so much of torture of Prahlad Maharaj, seen so much of torture of Prahlad Maharaj, there is unlimited anger. So when he comes out and he pierces Hiranyakashipu, they say he became less angry. But there is another version. This Jwala Narasingha is more angry. And the example is given that when Bhima was fighting with Dushyasan, that was a one of the final matches. One is the between Karna and Arjun, and one is between Dushyasana and Bhima. One-sided, but still it was a very exciting match. So Bhima, he puts Dushyasana down. He's sitting on his chest. Now Bhima's weight is equivalent to 10,000 elephants. You can imagine what must have happened to Dushyasana. But still, he's so arrogant, even in that condition. Badly beaten by Bhima. And Bhima is sitting on his chest. And Bhima is angry. And Bhima said, he said, "You rascal, which hand which tried to touch the robes of Draupadi?" Now you expect in such condition, at least you fold your hands, "Please forgive me." He said, "This hand." So Dushyasana raised his left hand and said, "This hand." So Bhima lost his control, became more angry. Actually, Bhima wanted to kill him slowly. He wanted to take full fun of killing Dushyasana bit by bit. Pull out his nose, pull out his ears, pull out his hair, pull out his all of his teeth, rip off his nerves. Slowly, slowly he wanted to kill. But when he made this statement, "This hand," Bhima lost control and just pulled his hand, like removing Durva grass from the ground. So when Bhima pulled his hand, he was dead. Dushyasana died. That made Bhima more angry. Because my desires were not fulfilled. When you are calm, when your desires are not fulfilled, you become angry. So Bhima became more angry and he put his mouth to the chest of Dushyasana and he ripped open. And he got up and he started jumping like a Narabhakshak. He said, "I've experienced all kind of dishes, all kind of nectar, but this is the best." And he was running around the battlefield. Karna fell unconscious. Remaining brothers who were there, they ran away from there. Watching Bhima do this. And Bhima was more angry. So similarly it is explained that when Lord Narsingh came out of the pillar, he was so angry. Ugra Narsingh. But when he had Hiranyakashipu on his lap, his anger increased. He said, "How should I kill him? Because he has tortured so much Prahlad." And then suddenly, without any time, when he was about to put his fingers, his nails inside, all the weapons of the Lord, Sudarshan Chakra, his bow and his sword, they all came, "Lord, give us some service also. Give us some service. We also want to render some service." And Lord looked at them. He said, "You don't know?" He said, "He cannot be killed by any weapons. You go away from here. Otherwise, the benediction will be not properly fulfilled." So Lord chastised them. But they are desperate. "No, give us some service." So it is explained. Lord said, "Okay, come and hide in my nails. Hide yourself in my nails. So that you will also get the chance." Just imagine. Lord's nails themselves are so powerful. And all Sudarshan Chakra comes there. Krishna's sword comes there. Krishna's weapon, other weapons come. Very successful surgery. Quick surgery. And Lord Narsingh, when he was putting his hand and ripping off Hiranyakashipu, his anger increased. He became more angry. And that is the form of Jwala Narsingh. One is Ugra Narsingh. You can't compare because Lord's qualities are unlimited. Achintya. So either is Ugra or either Shanta. It's all same only. Narsingh is Narsingh. Narsingdev is Bhibatsya, very, very powerful. And he removed the intestine of Hiranyakashipu and he placed it on his neck as the most beautiful garland. Never before anybody gave such a garland to Lord Narsingdev. And he was taking pleasure in that. I always tell this story. Many years back, we would have this interfaith conferences. And one Thai Buddhist monk had come to our temple and he stayed here and one day I brought him to the temple and knowing he's a Buddhist, I had a great interest to show him Lord Narsingdev only because their philosophy is Ahimsa Paro Dharma. I said, first I introduced Lord Narasinghe this picture only. You said, you see that picture? He said, that is Lord Narasinghe. What is he doing? He said, he's taking pleasure in ripping off somebody's intestine. And he said, I said, see there, someone is standing. He said, that is his son holding a garland. I said, not for his father, for his enemy. He was shocked. He said, how can he worship? How can he be God? For next 4 days, he never came up to the temple. He couldn't understand that how can somebody worship such a fierce, totally against the principle of Lord Buddha, Ahimsa Paramo Dharma. But here Lord Narasinghe was exhibiting what? Himsa Paramo Joy. The killing of Hiranyakashipu is the greatest pleasure. And therefore Prabhupada quotes, Lord Sukadeva Goswami quotes, eventually when Hiranyakashipu was killed, just like saintly people take pleasure in killing scorpions and snakes, similarly, everyone was happy to see Hiranyakashipu was killed. Why? Because even in killing, it's a bhibhatsya, is very cruel, but even in that cruelty, there is a complete perfection. Prabhupada explains very beautifully in one of the purports, after killing Hiranyakashipu, Lord went and sat on the throne of Hiranyakashipu. He went and sat on the throne of Hiranyakashipu. And two reasons he says. One is that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. Is there anyone to challenge him? Therefore he went and sat. And second, this is very brilliant. Prabhupada explains, Hiranyakashipu forgot that Krishna is his master. But the master Krishna never forgot Hiranyakashipu as his servant. He said, you worked so hard to create this empire, so at least I will accept your service. Patram pushpam phalam toyam. You could not offer that, but at least I will accept your throne. So forcefully Krishna accepted the service of Hiranyakashipu. And therefore Prabhupada writes, he says, he quotes Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, when we invite a guest, especially a saintly person, the whole procedure is, when a saintly person comes, you have to perform purificatory process. The mantra should be chanted. The asana cannot be the same sofa where you sit. You can't offer that asana. There has to be a different asana. And before that asana is offered, everything has to be purified. Therefore, if you see in the other sampradayas, Madhva and Sri Vaishnava sampradaya, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, knowing that, you know, it's very complicated. People will not invite only to their house. If you ask them, okay, first I have to clean your house. First, always they are accompanied by their assistants, the sannyasi's assistant. They will chant mantras, they will sprinkle some water, and they will chant some swasti vachan. And after cleaning the whole house, then a saintly person will come and sit. So Prabhupada writes there, even after performing all kinds of purification, most of the time Lord does not come. But here no purification, no invitation, nothing was there, but still Lord Narasinghe went and sat on the throne of Hiranyakashipu. He said, you forgot me, but I will not forget you. And I will accept your service. And therefore Prabhupada writes, a devotee is fortunate in all conditions of life. Either he becomes a demon, either he remains a devotee, it doesn't matter. Why? Because Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha are eternally related to Krishna. They forgot that, but Krishna never forgot. And therefore accepted their service. Such a brilliant purport. Seeing their devotional service also. We, when devotees also perform devotional service, we say, uska kuch to motivation hai sab karne ke liye. Just see, somebody is performing devotional service enthusiastically. I remember when I came first time to the ashram, and young, so there were hardly any devotees. And I was doing a lot of service, and there was one devotee, he said, openly, he said, Ati bhakti chorir lakshan, kuch to gadbad hai. You can just imagine somebody saying like that. So therefore, when somebody does something nicely, our tendency is to see there is some motivation. What motivation Hiranyakashipu had? He had no motivation. other than trying to kill Lord Narasingh Dev, kill Prahlad Maharaj. But Lord Narasingh Dev, what did he see? Ultimately is my servant. Krishna sees the connection. We only see the superficial thing, but the Lord sees the connection, and therefore he gave the benediction of rendering service to Krishna even as a demon. And then Lord Narasingh Dev, after killing Hiranyakashipu, he's still not pacified, he's still angry, and all the soldiers are rushing. Just say they are fools. After being experienced also, they have seen it, that their boss is killed, but their loyalty. No, our master, we will give our life for our master. So Lord said, okay, give your life. Just like Duryodhan also, when he narrates, all the soldiers who assembled on my side, they are willing to lay down their life for my cause. And Prabhupada writes, giving prediction, what will happen to his soldiers. Duryodhan was predicting that all of them will die. So all the soldiers attacked Lord Narasingh Dev. And his prayer explains that Lord Narasingh Dev's hands were reaching entire all directions. And just he was capturing and killing all of them. And licking his tongue, moving his tongue back and forth. Actually acting as a lion. And then eventually, all the demigods offer their prayers. Very interesting. Now all the prayers of demigods based upon what benefit Lord Narasingh Dev will do to them. All the demigods. One set of demigods, they say that my dear Lord, this Hiranyakashipu made us work without giving a salary. Since you have come now, our salary will start. That is their prayer. And some demigods say, my dear Lord, Pitris say that since this Hiranyakashipu had come, our oblation, Pitri, Shraddha performance had stopped, and we are not getting our regular quota. And some demigods say, my dear Lord, this Hiranyakashipu made us dance for his sake. So all the demigods, most of the demigods except Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, they only talk about what benefits they will get by the appearance of Narasingh Dev. Except the Vishnu Parshad. Vishnu Parshad said, my dear Lord, after all, they are your eternal associates. By doing this, you are benefited. They could see the connection, Vishnu Parshad. And then Lakshmi was sent, you go and pacify your Lord. She said, I can't do it. Not possible. Then Prahlad Maharaj was told by Brahmaji, you go and pacify. And again, that innocency continues, which was there in front of Hiranyakashipu. The same innocency was there in Prahlad Maharaj. When he came in the presence of Lord Narasingh Dev, what did he say? He said, all these demigod, Brahmadayo Suragana, all these demigods, they offered such beautiful prayers. If they cannot pacify you, my Lord, who am I? I am a demon born in a demonic family. What qualification I have to pacify you? I have no qualification. And then Prahlad concludes, but because you are not pacified, even if somebody is born in a Brahman family, but if it does not have a devotional quality, he cannot pacify. But the Gajendra was an elephant. And Gajendra offered his prayers and you are so satisfied with him. So therefore, even though I do not have the qualification like the demigods, but I know the demigods, Gajendra could pacify you. Therefore, I know I can pacify you. I can offer you prayers. And Prahlad Maharaj, he didn't have notes. He didn't prepare notes. And started offering prayers one after another. They came out spontaneously one after another. We have difficulty in chanting Hare Krishna. We keep note. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare. Even that doesn't come spontaneously. 16 words. Last so many years we are chanting, still we need a note. That we are chanting Hare Krishna mantra. But for Prahlad Maharaj, no note required. Spontaneously, prayer after prayer. Such a connection. And Lord Narasingh Dev was completely pacified. To such an extent, he called Prahlad, I want to give you some benediction. This is very interesting. We were discussing this. that when you go to Krishna asking for something material, you don't get anything. He tricks you. He gives something which looks like benediction, but it is nothing but what? It's a burden. Hiranyakashipu asked for eternal life, but he could not even live his stipulated quota. If he had not performed that tapasya, maybe he would have lived more years. But by performing that tapasya, he died early. Eternal life brought him accidental death. Of course, it was not an accidental death. Like Prabhupada gave a brilliant example. We were discussing this in the Power of Blessing seminar. Very interesting. He said two people went to Goddess of Fortune. One was a cultured man and one was a not cultured man. A cultured man said, "My dear Lord, my dear Goddess of Fortune, give me $600. Prabhupada said $600 for 6 months. So Lakshmi said Tatastu, gave him $600. And this person without cultured, he said, "My dear Lord, give me $600 every day." Goddess of Fortune gave him $600 every day. And he still remained poor. Why? Because Prabhupada says he's uncultured. Simply having money doesn't make him rich. He doesn't know how to use money. Similarly, Hiranyakashipu is like that low class. Every day $600, but still remain poor. And Prahlad Maharaj said, "No dollars required. I don't want anything from you." So here, Lord Narsingdev, he's so desperate to give some benediction to Prahlad. "Ask something from me." Very interesting. What Prahlad says, now this is the only time Prahlad's temperature went high. Air conditioner spoiled. Only time Prahlad's temperature went high. Why? He actually, if you read the verses in the 7th canto, Prahlad almost takes Lord Narsingdev to task. Just imagine, Lord Narsingdev, all the demigods are scared. Prahlad is not scared. Not only not scared, he is becoming angry to Lord Narsingdev. Angry towards Lord Narsingdev. He said, "What is this? What kind of master are you?" Prahlad is saying, "What kind of master are you? You are questioning my integrity?" He said, "I am not a businessman and you are not a merchant. Our relationship is not that you are a merchant, I am a customer. I pay some fees and you give me my goods." He said, "That is not our relationship." And then Prahlad says, "Any master rewards his servant, just to increase his prestige, just to make others feel, 'Oh, I am such a good master.'" Prahlad says he is no master at all. He is not a master. And a servant is not a servant if he desires something from his master. Just see, very strong. And he said, "My dear Lord, to tell you frankly, understand it rightly," Prahlad is saying, "you are my master eternally and I am your servant eternally and there is no other relationship." Makes very clear to Lord Narsingdev. But still Lord Narsingdev does not learn his lesson. He is insisting, "No, you have to ask some benediction." And then Prahlad, what does he do? He says, "Yes, you want to give me benediction?" Prahlad Maharaj says, "If you want to give me benediction, my dear Lord, please remove all material desires from my heart." And we come to Krishna. At least one desire you can't fulfill. I am practicing pure devotional service. Anyabhilashitasana, I am always practicing, but at least this one you can't fulfill. But here Prahlad has no material desire. And still what does he pray? He said, "My dear Lord," now he is not angry. He has no confidence. He is scared. He is fearful. He said, "My dear Lord, please remove whatever material desires are there within my heart. If you want to bestow any benediction to me, please remove all the desire within my heart." That is Prahlad Maharaj. And then he says that if you want to do something, he said, just see that someone who treated him, Prahlad Maharaj, the way his father treated, it is natural in this age of Kali, our children did drama, Sattvagun, Tamagun and Rajogun, the relationship between father and son. I was reading a Niti. This is for the children. If you are around here, not for the parent, they should not listen. Niti says, this was spoken in the Ramayana, that it is explained that one should perform, one should give reward to a servant only after the task is done. And one should serve the Lord. And he explains, but reward should not be given to disciple and a son, even after the work is done. Because work itself is a reward. So pampering children is not recommended in the scripture. Disciple and servant should not be, disciple and son and servant should not be pampered. Therefore, Prabhupada mentioned one time to Hridayananda Maharaj, he said, if your spiritual master does not chastise you, you don't have a spiritual master. Very heavy. If your spiritual master does not chastise, you don't have a spiritual master. So here, how much Hiranyakashipu dealt wrongly to Prahlad Maharaj? And what does Prahlad Maharaj say? My dear Lord, if you want to give something, I already asked what I want, no material desires. But if you want to do something to my father. You know, you forgive him. Deliver him. And Lord Narasimhadev said, what to speak of him? Tri Saptabhi Pitaputa. He said 21 generation has delivered. 10 from here, 10 from there, and your generation also. And therein Prabhupada writes, very interesting purport. He said, not only in the human being generation, in case your forefathers were in some animal. He doesn't write exactly like this, but that is what he is indicating. That even in that species, everybody gets liberated. This is the best network marketing. We are going to discuss that also. That this is the best network marketing. Nobody loses. Just by becoming a devotee of Krishna, how many generations? 21 generations. Not only the generation which is connected as human being, even as animals. And we know, like we have one devotee. He said, Prabhuji, I guarantee you I was a pigeon in my last lifetime. And he narrates what he used to do in his childhood. And I said, it makes sense. I also told him, it makes sense. He said, no, it doesn't make, it may make sense to you or may not make sense to you, but I am convinced that I was a pigeon. And somebody must have given me some kind of prasad. And therefore I have come as a devotee. So that is the power of devotional service. That is the power of hearing Krishna Katha. And that is the power of Prahlad Maharaj. 21 generation. Everybody from here and there, everybody is delivered. So why not take to this Krishna consciousness movement? What does Krishna say in the Bhagavad Gita? Vitaraga bhaya krodha manmayama upashrata bhavo jnana tapasa puta madbhava magata. Assurance verse. Krishna told Arjuna, many people in their life, in their previous life, they've attended. You are not the only one who is trying to endeavor, giving that assurance. Guaranteed, success is guaranteed, therefore you don't hesitate to accept this. And when this story was heard, tomorrow is Radharaman's appearance day. When all the Goswamis were sitting and hearing this pastime, Gopal Bhatta Goswami was excited. If Krishna can appear from the pillar, certainly he has to appear from the Shaligram Shila. His conviction, you know, dreaming about that, Krishna should appear from the Shaligram Shila because somebody had offered him all nice outfits for the deities, but he had only Shaligram Shila. By thinking like that, when Gopal Bhatta Goswami went, next day what did he see? His Damodar Shila turned into beautiful Radharaman deity. So Gopal Bhatta Goswami is teaching as a practicing devotee. After hearing the pastimes of Lord Narasimhadev, what to speak of pillar, Prabhupada created every post, every pillar a temple of ISKCON. In Bombay there are so many base, there are so many temples. Every devotee's house there is a temple. And there are hundreds of temples everywhere. And Lord has already appeared. We just have to remember this pastime of Prahlad Maharaj, that Krishna will appear and he will actually protect us. He's already protecting us. So therefore here Shukadev Goswami, Narad Muni, is giving this assurance that anyone who hears this pastime, the appearance of Lord Narsingdev, killing of Hiranyakashipu, and glorious pastimes of Lord Narsingdev, will certainly go back to the spiritual world where there is no anxiety. And this place is full of anxiety. And Prahlad Maharaj came. One of the prayers he offers, that I have no anxiety for myself. What is my anxiety? My anxiety is that these fools and rascals, Prabhupada writes, these fools and rascals are suffering in this world. I have just come here to deliver them. And Prahlad's prayers are still available for us. When we study them very scrutinizingly, Prabhupada's purport, brilliant purports. Hear Srimad Bhagavatam regularly, especially now 7th canto is going on. Then it is guaranteed that we get the ability, as Prahlad taught his friends, to see Krishna everywhere. In the pillar, in the post, in devotee's heart, in different situations. When we can see Krishna, when we can see Narsingdev, then what will happen? That Lord Narsingdev, in Kali Yuga, Hiranyakashipu is here only. Both Prahlad and Hiranyakashipu are here. Then the Lord will come and he actually perform the surgery. Remove Hiranyakashipu from our heart and establish Prahlad Maharaj eternally, and we can render that devotional services Prahlad Maharaj is aspiring for, which he is telling Lord Narsingdev, that remove all material desires so that I can engage in your eternal devotional service. And on this auspicious occasion of Lord Narsingdev's appearance, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in one of his lectures, he mentioned that more than Prahlad Maharaj, Hiranyakashipu, by anti-propaganda, was responsible for Lord Narsingdev's appearance. Again, seeing Krishna even in Hiranyakashipu, that is Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, glorifying Hiranyakashipu, that because of his anti-propaganda, Lord Narsingdev appeared more so than Prahlad Maharaj. So Kali Yuga is the situation where we will face more of Hiranyakashipu systems, Hiranyakashipu situation. So rather than losing faith in the process of Krishna consciousness, oh, why I am not becoming like Prahlad Maharaj, why I am being troubled by Hiranyakashipu, but that very Hiranyakashipu will be responsible for Lord Narsingdev's appearance and killing Hiranyakashipu and establishing himself like Indra. I will conclude. Indra mentioned in his prayers, he said, my dear Lord, the fear of Hiranyakashipu was so prominent within our heart, we had dethroned you from our heart and Hiranyakashipu had occupied our heart. Fear principle, what does it do? It takes away Krishna from our heart. And fear becomes our God. Anything dominates our consciousness, that's what we worship. Worship means whatever dominates our consciousness. Fear is dominating. Greed is dominating. So Indra said, since you have killed Hiranyakashipu, my dear Lord, please come back. It's also one of the nice prayers. Please come back and occupy your original place, our heart. Just like in the 9th canto, when Lord Ram was going back to the spiritual world, Shukadeva Goswami explains, very brilliant, very beautiful verse. He said, when Lord Ram was going back to the spiritual world, what he did? He placed those same two lotus feet, which were traveling around the forest, being pierced by the thorns, being pierced by these pebbles. He said, those two lotus feet he placed in the heart of his loving devotees and went back to the spiritual world so that his loving devotees can eternally remember the two lotus feet of the Lord. Which, third canto explains, for a practicing devotee, these two lotus feet will act like a thunderbolt. Krishna's lotus feet are very flexible, like his philosophy. They are lotus-like feet for loving devotees, and they are like thunderbolt for a practicing devotee. Because practicing devotee has a mountain-like anarthas, unlimited greed, unlimited lust, unlimited anger. And this mountain cannot be broken or destroyed by mining. Even if you put atom bomb, it will not be destroyed. It is like Narad Muni's body, as Gaurangpa was mentioning. It is so subtle, it cannot be destroyed. But Kapil Muni explains, anyone who meditates upon these two lotus feet of the Lord, a practicing devotee, these two lotus feet, acting like a thunderbolt, what do? Simply by coming in contact with these two lotus feet, this mountain, the mountain of sin, is destroyed and turns into a powder, fine powder, which you can use as a talcum powder. Not for you, for decorating Gopalji. So on this most auspicious occasion, we should all pray to Lord Narsingdev, Jwala Narsing. You have placed Hiranyakashipu there, place me. I am no better than a Hiranyakashipu. And remove the intestine, which is filled with unlimited anarthas. One acharya explains that why did Lord Narsingdev put those intestine as a decorating garland? In the south it is explained, people say, the parents usually say, when the child has some trouble, they say that this comes from my intestine. He has come from my intestine. So Lord Narsingdev was looking, aur koi prahlad hai kya isme? Is there any other prahlad in this intestine? Because prahlad came from the same intestine of Hiranyakashipu. He was looking to find more prahlad. When he did not find, he said, okay, I did not find, at least I will glorify myself. And he took that as a garland. And what is our connection? You know, we are like Hiranyakashipus. We are Hiranyakashipus in consciousness. But Srila Prabhupada came as a Prahlad Maharaj, taking the same role, having the same mood of preaching Krishna consciousness, traveling around the world, and picking up so many Hiranyakashipus and allowing Lord Narsingdev to remove the intestine. And place, like our Gopinath Prabhu gave his liver to somebody else, Shyam Sundar Prabhu. Similarly, we are also hoping that devotees, pure devotees of the Lord, they remove that intestine, they remove that heart, and place those two lotus feet of the Lord. And in this way, at the time of death, which is guaranteed, we can remember Krishna and his holy name and his devotees, and chant. If not we chant, others will chant for us. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Shri Narsingh Bhagwan ki, Bhaktiraj Prahlad Maharaj ki. So we have one announcement. Krishna Chandrapur will make this announcement. And after that we request devotees to go out of this hall for at least 15 minutes. Go and relax. Go around. Try to see Krishna everywhere. And we will prepare for a drama. Our devotees are enacting this drama of Lord Narsingdev killing Hiranyakashipu.